Hello and welcome to another great week here on The Jet Set. Coming up on today's show, we've got help with what gear your kids will need to get back to school.
And we're taking you on an educational trip to Florida's Space Coast.
And of course, I have the travel news you need to know coming up on Here's This, powered by thejetset.com. All of this and much more is about to take off right here on The Jet Set.
Welcome aboard. Bobby Lori and Nikki Noya have your ticket to travel, food, fitness, and everything you need for an on-the-go lifestyle. Grab your boarding pass. It's time to jet set.
Put on your sunscreen because summer travel news is shining on this week's edition of Here's This, powered by thejetset.com. The travel industry is booming at the tail end of the COVID-19 pandemic. While people canceled plans and quarantined themselves in their homes, relaxed restrictions have now caused a rise in demand. Most airlines see themselves struggling with the impact of the pandemic valley that the industry suffered through. Alaska Airlines is on the brink of a pilot strike. Ugh. American Airlines let go of 50 flight attendants.
Nope.
And the industry itself advocates for lower pilot requirements to get more pilots in seats because of the pilot shortage. Delta is getting in front of the problem by committing to cancel 100 flights a day throughout the summer. The Atlanta-based airline committed to reducing the flight schedules by 100 flights from July 1st through August 7th. Now, the move comes as a strategy to prevent summer travel disruptions, but I'm not really sure it helped at all.
It has been a wild summer of traveling because both of us have really been traveling a lot, and we've had canceled flights, we've had lost baggage, we've had more canceled flights, and the airports are packed to the brim.
Packed.
Packed to the brim.
And you know, I think back to like when we were traveling through the pandemic,
yeah.
And you'd get to the airport and you'd be like maybe one or two of 20 people.
And now,
you can't move.
But there has been a lot. And I think actually I'm happy that we're talking about this because everyone has to be flexible this summer because they're just not the crew.
Right.
There are just not the people to back up all of the places that the people want to go to.
Well, that's kind of what Delta said, actually. Yeah. They said, quote, that, you know, these cancellations would build additional resilience in the system and improve operational reliability for the customers and for their employees. But at the same time, it doesn't take into account all of those unexpected delays and cancellations and issues that they
like
run into.
Weather and all of that stuff. No. So anyone who's watching, if you want to be a pilot, maybe you should sign up. Now.
I mean, all these airlines now actually have plans and programs in place to help you become a pilot because of the pilot shortage.
Yes.
I mean, it's still pretty expensive and they've arranged financing and stuff, but I mean, they should really just pay for it.
They should pay people to go to flight school and become pilots.
Okay. Now, Nikki, I'm not sure if you saw this story on our website. Alaska Airlines Flight 1080 from Washington Dulles to San Francisco encountered a longer delay than anticipated following a weather event. Once the flight was actually cleared to depart and it was waiting for the storm to pass, a pilot took onto the public address system and advised the passengers on board that the plane was returning to the gate because he and his co-pilot, quote, weren't getting along.
I have never heard of this ever in my entire life. Have you?
In 10 years of flying, I've never seen pilots not get along to the point that one actually walked off the plane. Now, a passenger posted a video to the end of the pilot's message where he literally said, quote, "We hope you continue to use us in the future. We'll see you on the next one." The flight attendants were clearly in the aisle doing the safety demonstration. Yeah. And then the next video you see is the pilot walking off the plane.
Okay, well, hold on. What were they fighting about?
That's the thing, is no one knows. Alaska hasn't said, they just said that there was a disagreement between them, and Alaska's official response was that the pilots did the right thing, which according to what you learn in training at an airline, they did do the right thing.
You don't want them fighting.
No, you don't want them fighting up there. And you know, they did change out the pilots. There was another flight. That one was going to San Francisco. There was another flight to Los Angeles. They just changed the pilots that way. But
what were they fighting about?
I can't believe you would do this in the cabin, like over the public address system and make it so public.
They must have been, ooh, I wonder what they're fighting about. If anyone knows what they were fighting about, please write in because I want to find out.
We won't reveal your name or any information. But like, I know some people there at Alaska, I've asked, no one's saying anything. The people that like also know people, they can't figure out what it is.
Ooh, must have been bad.
It must have been bad. I still want to know what happened. Let us know. We'll be right back in 30 seconds with more of the Jet Set.
No, I want to press the buttons. Right. Parents, listen up. The new school year is right around the corner, so help check off those items on your back-to-school shopping list. Who better to help than a teacher? We have middle school teacher and TikTok star Kevin McClintock here to make your shopping easy with Amazon. Hi, Kevin.
Hi. Thanks so much for having me on the Jet Set. You're right. As a teacher for 5 years, I spend most of my time in the classroom, so I'm thrilled to team up with Amazon to help students, parents, and teachers like me head back to the school with everything they need to ace the upcoming school year. Amazon is a one-stop shop for all students' needs, whether it's the first day of kindergarten or senior year, with their wide selection, low prices, and fast, free shipping on thousands of back-to-school items. You'll find all the staples at amazon.com/back-to-school. From electronics like laptops and Amazon devices, to backpacks and picture day ready apparel, to essentials like planners, lunchboxes, and craft supplies. Here's a quick tip. I recommend parents get a calendar to help them stay organized. And Amazon devices make it easy to set reminders so you'll never forget a test date or assignment. For example, Echo.Kids is designed for endless learning, and students can even set alarms and get homework help, all with easy to use parental controls. Amazon's back-to-school shopping guide lets you explore and shop by grade, popular characters, school favorites, and more so you can find all the supplies you need in one destination. I wish it was this easy when I was in school. Amazon also makes it easy to give back while shopping. Visit smile.amazon.com to find the same Amazon shopping experience, and Amazon Smile will donate a portion of the eligible purchase price to a charity of your choice like schools, PTAs, and national organizations at no extra cost. As I always tell my students, don't wait until the last minute. Check out amazon.com/back-to-school. You'll be able to cross everything off your list and enjoy the rest of your summer stress-free.
Thanks, Kevin. Okay, we've got to take a quick break, but we've got lots more of the Jet Set coming up in just 60 seconds.
Is Sam ready to go back to school?
Mom's ready for Sam.
Had enough.
A lot of together time.
If you find yourself in Cocoa Beach this summer, make sure you plan a trip to the Kennedy Space Center. Nikki and I went for a visit for the first time, and we were blown away.
It was amazing.
Andrea, thank you so much for having us at the Kennedy Space Center Visitor Center.
Thank you. It's our pleasure. We're thrilled that you're here today.
This is so awesome. The inner child astronaut in me is so excited. Tell me a little bit about what guests can expect on a day here. This is so amazing.
Well, this is the place for space. and it gives you this great look at the past, the present, and the future of space exploration. And I think at the end of the day, you feel like you've been on a space exploration yourself.
Totally.
Oh, absolutely.
Yes. So you can start with heroes and legends. And this is where you find out about the early space pioneers and some of our NASA heroes that were the first to travel into the skies, into space. You know, hadn't been done before by an American. So we introduce you to that and all of those heroes. And then you can walk through the iconic rocket garden and see some of our industry workhorses that made the space transportation possible.
And you just added a new rocket to the rocket garden.
Yeah, I did. So we've gone from 8 to 9, and I have to say number 9 is Delta 2. Uh-huh. And this is the United Launch Alliance rocket that sent a lot of rovers to Mars.
That's
as well as
awesome.
Established some of our global positioning system. And it's a beautiful rocket too. It adds a touch of blue amidst the black, white, and silver of the other rockets. Yeah,
so we just took a bus tour to see where they actually launched the rockets. That was so awesome. Tell us about that experience over there, because
at Saturn V,
that
yeah.
was very cool.
So you can take a trip back to the moon at the Apollo Saturn V Center, and you'll see one of 3 actual Saturn V moon rockets that weren't flown as part of the program. And this is a monster rocket. It's 363 feet long.
That was amazing.
Big.
Yeah.
And it's big. And we're going back to the moon again with NASA and the Artemis program. So it's it's a great opportunity not only to take a look at the past, but get ready for the future. Yeah. And you start to think about what was it like to travel 250,000 miles away to another planet and step foot there for the first time.
I can't even imagine what that actually feels like.
I know, but what you really get a sense of is honoring the history of everything that NASA's done and then getting everyone super excited about the future. Right?
And so tell us a little bit, we're standing in front of Atlantis. Yeah. Tell us a little bit about this portion.
Yeah, I know.
Space Shuttle Atlantis is the crown jewel of Kennedy Space Center Visitor Complex. Inside those doors, you're going to meet the actual flown orbiter, Atlantis, that journeyed on 33 missions and just did remarkable things in space. It is our representative of the 30-year Space Shuttle program.
That's amazing. So, Andrea, when someone is ready to plan their day at the Kennedy Space Center, where can they go for more information?
They can go to kennedyspacecenter.com. Uh-huh. And there you'll find out everything you need to know about visiting.
That was an awesome trip.
It really was.
I loved it. I think we should go back there.
We should.
Yeah, it was really cool. Inclusive sizing is more than simply producing extended ranges in size. It's about ensuring that each customer sees someone like themselves in the clothes. This fall, J.Jill is launching the Welcome Everybody campaign, a fully inclusive shopping experience. And here to tell us more is SVP of Design, Elliot Staples, and style influencer and digital creator, Rochelle Johnson. Hi, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So tell me about the Welcome Everybody campaign.
Sure. Our Welcome Everybody campaign is very grounded in thoughtful market research, but most importantly, really listening to our customer and having her tell us loud and clear what she's looking for from us. The messaging also aligns beautifully with our brand vision, which is to celebrate the totality of women everywhere. And really, size is an important part of that. That conversation. So as we launch our campaign and our new collection, we're offering a size integrated experience for all of our customers. We're extending and expanding our offering of sizes in stores. And most importantly, we're offering all of our designs at one price. So there won't be any upcharge for our extended sizes any longer. And from a visual standpoint, we're really excited to refresh the brand with models, real people, influencers such as Rochelle, who will help to lend more different lifestyles, more body different sizes, and allow more women to see themselves represented within our brand.
So what is inclusive sizing?
Well, as you know, women are not one size fits all. So it's important that brands not only understand this, but stand behind it and design for women of all shapes and sizes. So I'm thrilled J.Jill's continuing to evolve to include more inclusive sizing throughout their product offering. Plus size fashion historically has been underrepresented in the fashion space for so long, and those who have not met the ideal size standards have often been left with limited options.
Where can we go to learn more?
So please visit any of our stores. Everyone's welcome, of course, and jjill.com for more information and more great style.
Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Going back to school won't be the same for everyone, but what doesn't change is the importance of returning to campus with the right tech gear. Here's more.
Back to school help with tech expert Andrea Smith.
Samsung's Galaxy Chromebook 2 360 is a laptop and tablet in one running on Google's Chrome operating system for maximum productivity. It features an HD webcam, fast Wi-Fi, and built-in security. Keep kids engaged in learning with Osmo's Genius Starter Kit. There are 5 games that help with math, reading, spelling, drawing, and problem solving. Kids can draw objects and arrange physical game pieces to interact with characters in the digital world. Worried about that small, crowded dorm room? An air purifier like the Aeris by iRobot Air Light automatically cleans the air of pollutants like dust and smoke and sends air quality updates to the smartphone app. Portable batteries are lifesaver for students. That's why you can never have enough OtterBox fast charge power banks. You only need a little time to top off the phone before going to the next class.
Learn more at d6news.com/backtoschool.
We've got to take another short break, but don't go anywhere. We've still got lots more of the Jet Set to come. It's time for a second scoop of travel news on Here's More, powered by thejetset.com. So for a recent article that I wrote for Condé Nast Traveler.
Yeah. I'm so proud of you. It was really good.
It did turn out well. Yeah. But we talked about kids on airplanes being a little bit rambunctious and like kicking the back of seats, yeah. some of them ringing mm-hmm. the call button nonstop.
I know. And when do you address it to the flight attendant?
Right.
Or when
is it okay to complain and yeah. leave it alone? But you were a part of the story because you told me about your flight to Paris that you had Sam go over to a child that was being a little, shall we say, loud.
Because I've been that mom. Yeah. I've been that mom who was holding the baby. Samantha was not, she was purple. She was screaming so loud, and I could feel everyone's eyeballs on me, and my heart just went out to this mom. So I'm like, come on, Sam, let's go, like, bring one of your toys and, you know, help this mom out, because we had a lot of hours to go. So Sam and I went back and just, I said, you're okay, mom. Do you need anything, mom? Do you need a snack? Do you need a toy or something? Because I've been in that situation, and a lot of people on that plane have been in that situation. You're kind of like, oh gosh. After the like eighth, like ear-splitting scream, you just want to help this mom. And it helped actually having Sam help out the baby. And I of course, you know, asked if I could grab the baby because this baby was cute, but it was howling. But just to kind of make the mom feel like...
Every flight needs a Nikki and a Sam then every, when that situation happens.
Yeah. But also like all moms, all yeah. parents have
yeah,
been
everyone's there. Everyone's gone yeah. through it. So Teresa from Fairfax County, Virginia sent me an email after reading the article saying yeah. that her tactic to get kids to come down on flights is to travel with dollar bills and $5 bills. And she sticks it in the back of the yeah. seat and then says to the kid, like, if you don't kick my seat for the whole way from yeah. here to Atlanta, yeah. that $5 is yours.
Whatever it takes.
But she also told me that she did it in a restaurant at the airport, too, where she held up a dollar bill because a kid was playing a loud game on the phone. Mm-hmm. And he wanted the dollar bill so bad, he gave the phone back to his dad and told his dad to turn off the phone. And his dad wouldn't turn it off. And the kid got very nervous that he was going to lose the dollar bill. I mean, I don't know about bribery, but I mean...
By any means necessary to get these kids...
I didn't think bribery was the answer, but you tell me that it seems to work.
Sam, do you want this candy? Yes. Well, then I need all of this cleared up. The back-to-school season is upon us, so what are the cool-for-school must-haves that will help students and parents this year? Tech and lifestyle expert Stephanie Humphrey is here to teach us how to go to the head of the class. Hi, Stephanie. So what do you have for us?
Hi, and thanks so much for having me on the Jet Set. I've partnered with some great brands that should definitely help you out this school year. And first up, we know choosing the right laptop will set your student up for success. And this Dell XPS 17 featuring NVIDIA Studio technology is designed for creativity and built for speed. Studio laptops also come with vivid color displays and super fast memory and storage with industry-leading specs and exclusive apps and AI features. NVIDIA Studio is all about creating at the speed of imagination, and the Dell XPS 17 will help your students do just that. And then Target has everything you need for back to school, and this year they're helping families and teachers save money by offering all season long low prices with Target Circle discounts and an extended teacher prep event. You get a wide selection of top national and only at Target brands to choose from, so your students have everything they need to go back to school in style. And then take advantage of Target's convenient fulfillment options that make it super easy to shop and save. Since printers are a must-have for back to school, the Epson EcoTank ET2850 all-in-one SuperTank printer is the perfect choice for everyone in your home. It comes equipped with up to 2 years worth of ink in the box so you can wirelessly print, scan, and share school documents, shopping lists, and more. You get impressive print quality, but you also save up to 90% with low-cost replacement ink bottles versus traditional ink cartridges. And then you can't talk about back to school without talking about Crayola. And new this year, Crayola is helping little ones color with kindness. Crayola Colors of Kindness crayons, colored pencils, and markers feature special edition words of kindness, encouraging kids to focus on friendly sentiments this school year. You can pick up Crayola Colors of Kindness products at Walmart, retailing at $1.99. And then if you're looking to put your best smile forward this school year, Spark Clear Aligners offer the latest technological advances in teeth straightening. They are nearly invisible, they stain less, and are more comfortable than the leading aligner brands. And Spark just recently launched their My True Smile campaign featuring international K-pop singer, model, and gamer Mark Tawan, who's sharing his journey on Instagram at Spark Aligners. So fans can follow along and get a chance at some amazing giveaways too. For more information on everything I covered today, just head over to inthenews.tv.
Thanks for joining us, Stephanie. Okay, everybody, we've got to take one final break. We'll be right back with more of the Jet Set. Don't go anywhere.
I won't.
This is the last one. Now I can say it.
The last break, yeah.
Okay, everyone, it's time again for your weekly dose of travel inspiration on the go, where this week we're sending you to explore the Rhine River with Viking Cruises. Woo-hoo, this is going to be nice. One of their most affordable river cruises, the Rhine Getaways, 8 days, including 6 guided tours and visits to 4 different countries. They've done it again. Your journey starts in one of my favorite places, Amsterdam. Renowned for its museums, colorful gardens, abundance of bikes, very tall people also, everywhere, it's their preferred mode of transportation. The next country on your itinerary is Germany, with portcullis in Cologne and Koblenz. Oh, so pretty. You'll find an intriguing mix of Roman heritage, medieval and 13th century castles, and lots of good wine. Then it's off to France for a stop in Strasbourg, which sits right on the border of France and Germany. It's so pretty. Here you can visit the European Parliament, or tour inside of the city's famed cathedral if you're into that kind of stuff. And finally, the sailing ends in Basel, Switzerland. This is where the French, German, and Swiss borders all meet. While visiting, you'll be able to journey through their generous offerings of art galleries, museums, opera houses, and theaters. To book the Rhine Getaway and get free airfare from the U.S. to your trip included free, visit oceanandriversailings.com.
That's right. Nikki Cash. Get your free flights.
Booking it right now. See you guys out
we'll
there.
We'll see you next week, everybody.
Thanks for watching. France, Germany,
it was so
Switzerland.
Nice.
It is so beautiful there. Just-